This is Voices of Better Medicine, as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you, our listeners. I'm Mick Lee. Today, we have Dr. Alana Lewis, cardiologist and assistant professor of medicine at Bloom Cardiovascular Institute of Northwestern Medicine. Hi, Dr. Lewis.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We had you on earlier this month. It is American Heart Health Month, a very important topic, and something else that we wanted to discuss with you today. Second opinion, you might go to the doctor and get a diagnosis and be told this is what we need to do. Maybe you're not satisfied with what you're being told. Why do you think it's important to get a second opinion?
So one is it never really hurts to get a second set of eyes on a specific case. I think medicine is very much a team-based kind of sport. And, you know, when we practice medicine, we practice in teams all of the time. And it's always helpful to have, you know, different layers of individuals kind of viewing a case from different sides. And so, you know, when it comes to your own personal health, you yourself are trying to build a team of individuals who are committed to helping you to get healthier. You're obviously a part of that team. And whoever is on your team, you need to feel safe. You need to feel comfortable. You need to feel as if you are, you know, able to express yourself and that all of your concerns are being validated and appropriately looked into and never dismissed. So when you're building your team of physicians or providers, you know, if you feel comfortable with who you're seeing, or, you know, maybe want to just get a different perspective or add someone else to the team if things are getting a little bit complicated or complex, you know, I think that that's always a great idea to seek out additional team members for your care.
It's really good insight. What would the circumstances be that someone may want to seek out a second opinion?
You know, one is sometimes you might want to find someone who might be a better fit for you. So I think of it as, you know, you'd need to have a physician or provider who's going to listen to you, who makes your, you know, concerns feel heard and validated. So I think that's one thing. Another thing is, you know, you might actually connect really well with the main physician or provider that you have, but perhaps things are getting a little bit complicated. So, you know, maybe you've now developed a very specific condition that, you know, maybe that's not the level of expertise that your, you know, specific provider or current physician has. And so you need someone else who maybe has that expertise who can add an extra layer of care on top of what they're already providing. So you're just adding in a new team member to kind of join that group and kind of work towards your heart health.
I love that explanation. Dr. Alana Lewis, cardiologist and assistant professor of medicine at Bloom Cardiovascular Institute of Northwestern Medicine, talking with us today here for Voices of Better Medicine. We're talking about second opinions, more specifically when it comes to cardiology. So you've gone through the process with the first doctor, so you're probably a little bit more knowledgeable of the circumstances. How should you prepare for the second opinion appointment?
So I think the important thing is make sure that all of your records, whatever, you know, hospital system or practice you had been seen in previously, make sure that that, you know, facility forwards on your records before your visit so that the new physician you're going to be seeing for the second opinion has had the time to kind of review all the material and, you know, come up with a, you know, an idea of what's been done so far. And then they can kind of take the next step forward. And then I think, you know, also come prepared with questions. So, you know, there's obviously questions that must be in your mind that kind of prompted, you know, you to seek out the second opinion to begin with. So, you know, be honest about, you know, what you're confused about, you know, what maybe wasn't explained in the way that you needed it to be, and what your expectations might be, you know, from this individual.
You know, I always say that we're so lucky to have Northwestern Medicine here in our backyard in Chicagoland, a world-class healthcare provider. What diagnoses does the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute have expertise in offering second opinions for?
Our institute is amazing, and I'm trying not to be biased at all, but I think it's because we have individuals who are committed to so many different aspects of heart health and have taken the time to hone their skills into very subspecialized areas. So, you know, we obviously have a broad range of just general cardiologists who kind of practice the basics of hypertension and coronary disease and heart failure, but we've also got several subspecialty divisions. So for any specific condition that you have, you know, we generally have someone at Northwestern who has that kind of specific interest and, you know, maybe does research in that area and might be kind of up to date on, you know, innovative therapies that might be available for you.
So good to know. And so just a recap, nothing wrong with getting a second opinion. In fact, if you have any concern or doubts, it's greatly beneficial to get that second opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. I think sometimes people might shy away from it, or they don't want to in any way offend the doctor that they're currently seeing. But you have to keep in mind, you know, medicine is an incredibly humbling field to practice in. We check our egos at the door. And so it's never about, you know, an individual slight against your doctor. It's really just, again, a team-based approach to your care and adding members of the team who will help you, you know, move your health forward.
Wonderful. Dr. Lewis, cardiologist and assistant professor of medicine at Bloom Cardiovascular Institute of Northwestern Medicine. Thank you so much for joining us, and happy Heart Health Month.
Thank you.